Brain Drain episode number 1. Today is the 8th of September 2020, and I'm your host, Elaine. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about the political isms compared. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. There is definitely a lot of debate nowadays about what it means to be a feminist, but as the social and economic landscape evolves, so should political parties. This simple political infographic shows how different political groups understand capitalism, fascism, socialism, and anarchism. It also compares the priorities of each year and some of the most important political issues of our time. To understand today's politics, it can help to look back in history and to look at the political history of the United States and other countries around the world. For this reason, we should reject isms as a way to isolate philosophical thought in the IR and show how concepts such as analysis, ideology, and critique are the best alternatives. We begin this chapter with a discussion of how we live in a world of political ideology and theory in the United States, and then discuss some of the reasons why Islam should be rejected as a way to fragment philosophical thought within the IR. The fact that IR theorists talk about theory, not ideology, is an obvious proof of this. We conclude by arguing that ideological isms are necessary to formulate explanations of world politics and to uncover political and moral assumptions in the work of scientists. The use of an ISM indicates a different future, past or place, which gives it rhetorical power, which makes it a useful tool for analysis, critique and critique of political ideology. To understand the long-term development of an Islam, we rely on analyzing the history of isms and their use in political theory and philosophy. To provide concrete examples of its application, we pay the greatest attention to the period between the 1820s and 1830s, as this is the crucial time in which Islam and ideology have become intertwined. We are discussing other mechanisms, but we are not helping to restore the past in history. The need for political and social polemics was met in the 1840s to 1830s with the rise of political Islam and the development of Islamism as a political ideology. Isms are generalizations used as historical tools, and Henschel argues dismissively that the beauty of an ISM is that everything can be designed to fit. Social change is closely linked to changes in the prevailing ideology of society. In practice, the views I will present here limit the creative elements that shape history and writing. This approach will provide an overview of how isms played a crucial role in the polemics of the early modern era. It is understood that socially shared ideas, beliefs, and values are used to understand, justify, and challenge a particular political, economic, or social order. The spread of social democratic ideas has contributed to the creation of welfare states in many countries, as the rise of the welfare state in the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand suggests. In Australia, the Liberal Party is essentially conservative, but conservative ideology in the US and Canada is much closer to what many scholars believe is desirable, and provides an example of how ideology can stifle social change. In American political debate, a liberal might risk suspicion because he is too close to socialism. This political philosophy emphasizes the freedom of the individual, which is why libertarians have been associated with right-wing politics for some time. Liberalism is used to signal freedom from traditional authority, and anarchism is seen as a form of free, market anarchism, rather than as political ideology per se. This term is often used in debates that pit free will against determinism, such as the debate on the existence of God or the question of the nature of life. Classical liberalism is a political philosophy and ideology that belongs to liberalism, and in which the primary emphasis is on securing the freedom of the individual by limiting the power of government. Liberalist ideas spread throughout the world during World War II, when liberal democracies were the winning side and liberalism survived major ideological challenges from fascism to communism. Today, liberalism is the dominant political ideology in the United States and many other countries around the world. However, the importance of liberalism began to diverge after World War II, owing to the rise of right-wing parties and ideologies. In the U.S., the ideas of individualism, laissez-faire, and economics that were previously associated with classical liberalism became the basis for right-wing libertarian thinking. This philosophy emerged in the late 1960s and early 1970s under the leadership of George W. Bush and John F. Kennedy. In the 19th century, liberalism in the United States experienced its rise as a means of government. The revolutionary Americans in France used liberal philosophy to justify what they saw as tyrannical rule. In his Congress speech, Shills notes that this ideology has played a decisive role in Asia, Africa, and South America, but he pays little attention to the situation in communist countries. This has been Brain Drain, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.